B-Pod Studios.
You're bringing work with you. Good job.
Well, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's what happens. You know. That's what happens. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting through the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast, 8 o'clock hour, brought to you by Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers. Visit PAWorkInjury.com. Hey, Bob, take a gander over here. What am I wearing? What's my pullover?
Oh, you got a little tempo action going on there today.
I got a little temple three-quarter zip pullover going on over
temple
here.
Temple marching band. That's nice job, Mark.
The Temple March. I love the Temple Marching Band.
So do
this
I.
This is my just a Temple pullover.
Oh, I thought, honest to God, I thought it said Marching Band underneath Temple. Do you have one of them, too?
No, I don't have one of them. I can't play a musical instrument.
Oh, my bad. I thought it said Marching Band. Maybe it was just something that I saw in my head.
Well, if there's anything that Sean Bradley and I have in common, other than that we both went to Temple, we were both not in the Marching Band. I don't believe, at least. Sean Bradley joins us right now. Eagles 6-round pick, linebacker out of TU, Temple University. Sean, how are you, buddy?
How are you guys doing this morning, man? I'm good.
Feel awesome, man. Can you confirm or deny for us, were you ever in the Temple Marching Band?
No.
Okay, good. All right, we just dispelled that rumor. And that's no disrespect, Temple Marching Band.
No, not at all. That's what your shirt said.
They were in Wolf of Wall Street, but nonetheless.
There you go.
Sean, look, you're from our area, obviously. You get drafted by the Eagles. You play your career at Temple University. Really, could there have been a better story written on draft day?
Honestly, I don't think there could have been, man. Especially the way I was feeling. I was quiet, upset, because, you know, I was waiting for my turn, and the team I went to was unbelievable, man. So I don't think it could have turned out any better.
Sean, the other thing is, this is so odd, and there's been a lot of comparisons to 2011 during the lockout in the NFL, where DeMora Smith was even offering players to have their own separate draft party so they wouldn't have to see the commissioner, which is wild. Now, this was obviously a lot different than that, but still, it was under crazy circumstances. What was the whole draft day process like in leading up to you being selected in the sixth round? What was that whole process like for you waiting for your name to be called?
Man, it was a long process for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I watched it every day, all 3 days with my family, my mom, my stepdad, or mom and father, of course, but... You know, I was just sitting around watching, you know, just being patient. I had a lot of other friends in the drafts, you know, I was looking to see where they went. And then on the day of that, I got drafted Saturday. It was a long for me, man. I was just sitting there. I was quiet. You know, I was real nervous. Like, I didn't really want to talk a lot because I wasn't really sure. You know, you never really know. So when it happened, it was like my whole attitude changed. It was ridiculous.
Now, you mentioned your family. Who was the Giants fan?
My dad.
Your dad's the Giants fan.
Yep, he was the Giants fan. He was the Giants fan all his life.
And then all of a sudden.
All of a sudden, man.
Baby boy gets drafted by the Birds. Now, is there any advantage whatsoever, I mean, to playing in, you know, professionally where you played, in college?
I'm not sure there's an advantage. Maybe I'm comfortable on the field, but, you know, I'm not really sure there's an advantage to it. You know, I shared similar locker rooms, and the field is the only thing we really have in common, but. You know, just being in the home state, I guess, there's been a lot of love for me, for sure, from all the fans and things like that, from being a hometown kid. So that's pretty cool.
What's it been like so far trying to get into the NFL life with not really being firsthand exposed to it? Like, right now, going through all the virtual meetings, doing all that stuff, what's that been like for you so far?
Yeah, they've been good. You know, it's definitely been different from what I've heard. Maybe a little bit more of a challenge, too. I can see that. You know, if we were in person or we were allowed to be on the field, you're able to learn better, you know what I'm saying? Because you get the trial and error and things like that. But, you know, the virtual meetings have been going good. You know, you get a lot of learning, get to meet the older guys, and just, you know, get a lot of knowledge prior to getting on the field. So I feel like it's beneficial in a way.
Sean, what have you been doing physically to keep yourself in shape? I don't know if you have a gym in the house or whatever it may be, or if, you know, you're curling your mom or something. Like, what are you doing to stay in shape?
I have a gym in New Jersey. It probably trains about 2 or 3 people during the day. I would like to go there, but I actually do a virtual workout with the Eagle Strength staff. So I'm on the virtual workout program. I go there and get on the call with them, and they run me through a workout. So not too bad, honestly.
One of the things I've been just praising Doug Peterson for is his ability to motivate the players, even though they're not in the same room. Supposedly, he's been showing workout videos of other players. Is that true? Have you been seeing, like, Brandon Graham working out to make sure nobody falls behind?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I haven't been in too many of the older, the veteran team meetings yet, but you know, when I was in one of them, he showed a couple clips of like maybe three or four guys working out and just staying in shape and just, you know, it might have not, nobody might not have said nothing at the time, but it definitely motivated everybody and mentally for sure. I know it did for me. I'm like, well, he's getting to it. I got to get to it too.
See, now look, I am ridiculously out of shape. I took a couple of phys ed classes when I was at Temple, but other than that, that was probably my last workout. That would motivate me if you showed me the other guy working out and make sure that I got to work.
Exactly. That's exactly how I felt. I'm like, man, he's working out. I got to go match his energy.
Now, he's also, this is wild, Phil Jackson, Steve Kerr. God. Now, were you in on those Zooms as well? Were you part of that?
I wasn't on Steve Kerr's, but I did see Phil Jackson.
I'm sure, big sports fan, obviously. What was that like for you?
Well, first of all, I'm a Lakers fan, diehard Kobe Bryant fan for life. So seeing Phil Jackson was like, I don't even know. I couldn't even explain. I was writing notes. I don't ever take, it was like guest speaker, but I remember writing notes about everything he says. Man, I don't know. It was unbelievable for me.
Can you share a couple of things that jumped out?
Yeah, you know, just finishing in the fourth quarter was one of the main things for me. You know, so that's one of the first things he said. He said, you win the game in the fourth quarter. So whatever happens prior to that, you know, you're battling, you're scratching, you're fighting. But in the fourth quarter, everything kind of matters. And that's when it all boils down to who wants it more in that point in time. So that was something that really stuck out to me for real.
Sean, you haven't been able, as we were talking about, to get on the field and get the aspect of the speed of the game in the NFL and all of that. But cerebrally, how much different is it? How much more learning is it maybe than college was? Or is it about, you know, on the same level?
It's definitely more learning. You know, there's a lot of more smaller mechanics that you have to remember and learn. You know, that you're responsible to know everybody's job on the field. Even though it's not your job, you know where everybody's lined up so you can help better do your job. So that wasn't really pushed as much in college. You know, it was more like do your job, focus on your job type of thing. But now it's like, no, you didn't know everybody's job and where everybody's going to be so you can more effectively do your job. But it helps, you know, because we're not on the field right now. So I'm just constantly learning and learning and learning and learning. I'm able to put it all mentally and just keep writing notes and things like that.
Now, you grew up a Laker fan. Speaking with Sean Bradley, by the way, Eagles, a sixth-round pick linebacker out of Temple University. Always got to throw that in. Sean, you were a Laker fan growing up. Were you an Eagles fan growing up?
I was half Eagles fan. I was mostly, you know, I liked the Eagles a lot because they were in the backyard. They were the home team. Mm-hmm. They were always on TV, so I always watched the Eagles. But I was also a player fan, so I liked LaDainian Tomlinson from the Chargers. So I was
okay.
I was half and half.
You're one of those fellas. I know. I know people like that.
I've heard of people like you.
Yeah, wherever he goes, I went.
Understood. Oh, so you were a Jets fan for a time.
Exactly.
Okay, got you. Yeah. I get it. Now, for those that didn't get to watch you at Temple, how do you like to describe your game? Like, what's your favorite part of the game? Do you like making the big play as far as an interception? Do you like covering guys? Do you like being able to hit players, obviously, as a linebacker? What do you like most about your game?
Yeah, I'm definitely more of a physical kind of guy, man. I like the rush and the adrenaline rush you get from it. You know, I just like talking. I like just being aggressive and just hitting. Like, that just gives me, like, it gets me hype, man. I get going off of that. So, you know what I'm saying? I get into my game. It's fun, man. Just hit people, tackling, running through that hole, and no feeling like it.
I'm sure that's why you keep on playing, man. Now, the other part about this, of all this, how strange this could all be, all the motivating factors that you talked about, when you get onto the football field, like, basically right now, how do you feel about playing football given the time we're in right now regarding COVID-19, regarding the NFL saying full stadiums and all that? Has it sunk in yet with football players because you've done it virtually, or does it only feel more normal now?
I mean, that's a good question, man. It does feel normal in a way, but like I've been saying this for a minute. I'm like, man, like it's not going to hit me yet that I'm even in the NFL until I get on the field. You know, I've been missing playing football and being out there with the helmet on and running around. And, you know, it's just kind of like you're just stuck between a camera. Honestly, you're just seeing somebody over a camera and you're just watching plays, but you're not really getting to execute it and go out there and try to execute it at least. So it's definitely been different for me, man. But I'm ready to get back on the field for sure.
Sean, when you get drafted, you know, you have the guys on ESPN and they'll say, oh, here's the pros and here's the negatives and all this. When they flash up Sean Bradley and they say what a weakness may be, A, have you seen what they've said? And B, what is the biggest thing you're going to work on to get rid of whatever weaknesses that they may have put out there?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I watch all that kind of stuff. You know, I try not to pay attention to it too much and just continue to better myself. But, you know, for sure for me, like, you know, coming from high school, like coming to high school and to college, you know, the whole college program, I never really had like a steady weight program. There's always been a different coach in there or whatever. So I never really got to focus on my upper body part of it a lot. So I'm definitely doing that a lot more now, getting a lot stronger and things like that. So hand placement on blocks and defeating blocks, using my upper body strength would definitely be something I'm going to work on for sure when I have ready to go by this year.
Now, Mark, real quick, here's a little Sean Bradley factoid.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Went to Rancocas Valley High School. I know you don't know where that is. It's over in New Jersey. It's where I live. What famous football player went to Rancocas Valley High School besides Sean Bradley?
Franco Harris.
That's right, Franco Harris.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you didn't know
did
you?
Oh,
no.
There you go, Sean. I knew Sean would know it.
Very nice. Sean, a couple more for you. I'm always curious because only knowing the guy through press conferences.
Yeah.
Jim Schwartz seems like he can be a rather imposing figure. what's your first impression of Jim Schwartz?
I've only met him one time. Honestly, I only met him one time, and maybe a couple of days after I got drafted, we talked for a little bit. We haven't been on like a defensive unit meeting type thing yet. So I haven't really got a chance to meet him all the way. But from what I hear, man, it seems like he definitely is like he's about his business, about ready to go. Like guys that fly around and things like that. So I'm excited though.
It seems like your defense has been ranked pretty high already. First goal. I mean, I know 6th round pick. I know you. You said you want to work on some things in your game, but what's your goal for your rookie season?
Just to better myself and help better the team any way I can, you know, whether I run down there on special teams all year, kickoff return, pit punt return, whatever I got to do, man. At this point, I don't even care this first year. I'm just trying to get my feet wet in there and get as much playing time and experience as I can.
All right. Now, this is probably going to be the hardest question, but as a Temple graduate, I have to ask the tough questions here. Sean, what's the best food truck on Temple's campus?
Oh,
I know, right?
Best food truck. I'm going to go, I got two because I'm biased. I'm biased because I love halal. I'm a halal kind of guy.
Solid choice.
I went there all the time. But Burger Tank, man, that's it for me, man. Burger Tank is that the tater tots with the burger. I mean, telling you.
Treat yourself. You're an NFL player now. Last thing for me anyway, Sean, during this whole process, what was your go-to TV show?
Go-to TV show. That's a good question. Let me think. I would say Martin, honestly.
Went old school.
No, wait, you're 22, Sean?
23. I wasn't even alive.
You weren't even alive! Like, but you're educated. Hey, look, man, you're talking to a guy who, like, was 10 years old when Johnny Carson retired, yet I've seen a bunch of his episodes, so I feel you on that, man. When it comes to Martin, what was it about Martin that made you go, I need to watch this?
Oh, my, he's just funny, man. Just his mannerisms, the way he acts, like, it's every episode. It's every episode with him, and I used to watch all his little stand-up comedy, John, so... Martin's in my favorite TV show forever, so I always just put that on when I'm laying down, laying around, just watching it.
Can you humor me? Can I get a damn Gina?
Damn, Gina!
Sean Bradley, newly minted Philadelphia Eagle, Temple Owl for life. Sean, it has been a pleasure, my man. Good luck to you. We hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you guys for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Good luck to you the rest of the way. Sean Bradley joining us from the Philadelphia Eagles.
I'll tell you what. These rookies are impressive on the radio, aren't they?
I like this kid.
They are good kids.
He's all at all. Oh,
wait, he likes to hit people and he likes Martin.
You're okay, kid.
Yeah. Martin was a great show.
Yeah, it was.
Did you hear how he flawlessly dropped in John?
Oh, yeah.
Man, what do you say? Like
that burger John?
That tater tot John's on that burger? I think if
one of us,
all right, here's how it goes for me and my pecking order, Philadelphia Eagles. All right, Randall Cunningham, Brian Dawkins, Sean Bradley. Done.
Should I ask him if he was offended that Sean Bradley carries a bad name connotation in this town?
So he watches. I should have asked.
It's a tough name to shake.
After Martin, it's like, well, okay, so he educates himself on history.
Yeah.
So he would know Sean Bradley.
Yeah, he wasn't. I'm sure he knows of him.
Yeah.
But he wasn't really alive for that.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead. Here's my hot take. This Sean Bradley, better than that Sean Bradley. Better professional athlete. We just talked to the better Sean Bradley.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.